Last I saw you, it was a scramble as I was just coming from, I think, interviewing Tegan Gaze, and you were coming from hosting the songwriters thing at Cabbage right. Beach. Then I got a quick picture with you. You were kind enough to stop, and then I caught the show. I saw you on stage there for a bit. That was awesome, man. That was a lot of fun.
It was. It was amazing. It was my first time doing the songwriters round, hosting the songwriters round. I did it before as a member, but not hosting. And for the 3 days, I mean, it was amazing. It was a great experience for sure.
Been a wild time since then because, you know, the CCMA awards are out and the nominations are up, and you are up for one. Congrats, my man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, I got to say. This album was a surprise to us, too, because, I mean, we didn't even really plan on releasing it until we had the opportunity, and then we're like, hey, we have a bunch of songs, and we love the songs, and we decided to release them because we thought people might want to hear them, because we hadn't really planned on, you know, these songs aren't really what radio are playing right now, so we had to make a choice on if we wanted what direction we wanted to go in, and we had such, like, I love all these tunes, and I just love that 80s, 90s style country music. So I had the opportunity to drop it, and man, thankfully it paid off.
In a big way, like a CCMA nod, that's pretty sweet.
That's incredible, yeah. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, I've been trying for the last few years to get nominated, and you know, this one came through, so it's phenomenal. I'm so excited.
Some wicked tunes on this album, but let's chat about the latest single.
Yeah, Million Country Boys. If you're a fan of, say, you know, the outlaw, upbeat kind of rocking tunes from back in the day, like Hank Jr. and Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings, like that's the inspiration I took from those guys to write this one. And it's sort of like one of those songs, like you stand up the country folk, and you know, the people that from your where you're from, and you know, we all stand together and take care of our own, right? And that's basically what this song is about.
I see you're gunning for my gig, man. You're all into radio now.
I can't talk about it, man. I can't talk about it.
I think it's super cool, man. More the merrier.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take your job, man. I'm gonna leave you as you are. But yeah, no. Like, it was freaking cool, man. Like they reached out to me. It's a community station out of Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. And you know, they were rebranding, and they asked if I wanted to do a 1 hour show every Saturday night. And I don't actually have to be there. I mean, I can record it from home or on the road or whatever I'm doing. And it's an hour. It's all, and I think it's like a great opportunity. It's a lot of fun. It's just another form of creative expression for me, you know. So
yeah.
Just, you know, let people hear kind of country I like, and kind of stuff that's on my radar and stuff that I listen to. So it's really cool. I'm having fun with it. It's the fourth show coming up this weekend. So
nice. Well, yeah, I encourage more fun with that, because that's what I got into this job for. It was fun, and it is a lot of fun, I'll be honest.
Yeah, 100%, man. Yeah, it is. I mean, anything in the industry, it's just you know, we're lucky to do what we do, I think.
Preach on, man. Preach on. You know, it was back in 2015, and I hearken back to the Canadian Country Music Awards here in Halifax. You had a top 10 hit on the air, which hit number 7, peaked at 7.
That's right, yeah.
And here it's full circle back now, CCMA coming up in September next month, and you're up for an award. You're heading up, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
And from what I understand, you're also going to be representing part of the East Coast Country Music Association as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, East Coast Country Music Association. That's the new association for specifically for the East Coast, which is something I've been wondering why we hadn't had for ages. And I think it's gonna help solidify the fact that East Coast does have good country music. You know, like, I remember back in the day when I first started getting going. Actually, this is my 10th year in the industry. This is my anniversary this year.
Wow.
So it's crazy that how time flies. But back when I first released, I think it was Crazy Kind of Love back in 2014, I was listening to a radio station. I'm not going to say which one. And then they actually called me out for being from saying how odd it was for me, you know, releasing country music being from the East Coast. And I was listening to it at the time. I'm like, what in the... Yeah, that's crazy.
Blasphemous.
I mean, I know it's you know, East Coast, you normally associate with Celtic music or, you know, folk music or something like that. But I mean, all across Canada, you've got music, all sorts of genres from every province. It doesn't matter. Not only Canada, across the world. I mean, I'm sure there's country singers over in China, you know, or Japan or Middle East or, you know, like everywhere. Like there's country, everybody loves country music. So it's nice to have the representation for the East Coast, specifically in country music. I think it's important.
So do we, because you're one of our flagship guys that we'll, that we will exploit until we're blue in the face, but we're okay.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah. I know you will represent us well, especially at the ECCMA showcase, which is going to be up there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
One final question. Do you think, I personally think that they are missing out on this, because the rest of the world would totally jump on board if Dildo Newfoundland came out with a groundhog and was a half hour before the rest of the North America, like Dildo Dave, the groundhog. What's Dildo Dave say?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Tell me that the States wouldn't be all over that. Like, come on.
Oh, they would. Jimmy Kimmel, right? He was pushing Dildo hard there.
Wow, hey, he's a songwriter, brother.